Ksuvas Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Base 13:2, and the second of the two contentious issues that were brought up by this Hanan ben Avishalom. Misha halach l'medina sayam. A husband goes away, leaving his wife at home for an extended period of time, and she runs out of supplies or food or money to provide for her basic parnasa, meaning again, food, clothing, utilities, housing, whatever the story is. So she's now short of money. Va'amar echad, somebody else stands himself up, meaning the neighbor, ufirnes es ishto, and he provides the food or the clothing or the money for his friend's or neighbor's wife. The question is, when the husband comes back, can he demand by right to get reimbursed? So Hanan Omer, Ibed es ma'osav, Hanan says, no, he cannot, he loses his money. The idea being that nobody told the neighbor to lay out the money for this fellow's wife, and since he didn't commit to, the husband didn't commit to repay him, so now why should he have to repay him? He never committed to do so. Now, it is true that if I do something which benefits you directly in terms of giving you money, giving you profit, you know, investing in your property, developing your field, putting money in your bank account, I can say, listen, you got to give me back the money that you benefited, your direct benefit. And that's true. But the point here is that Hanan differentiates between the gaining of money and the menias have said the prevention of loss. So since the husband never got additional funds, just his score was settled by the neighbor, there's no obligation on the side of the husband to have to reimburse. He doesn't have to. It truth is, most Rishonim learn this would apply to any similar scenario, meaning if you owe money to somebody and then I pay him off on your behalf, I can then demand payment from you because you never told me to make that payment. Since you never authorized him to make that payment, you never undertook to reimburse me, so I can't now demand it back from you, even though obviously you were prevented from, you know, thanks to me, you didn't lose money. Nechleku alav bnei kohanim gedolim, the sons, that chabura, that group of children of the kohanim gedolim, their fathers were kohanim gedolim, who appeared also in the previous Mishnah, they disagree with Hanan and Va'amru. They say, Yishava kamahotzi, the neighbor who laid out the money has to take a shvua to swear exactly how much he laid out, vitol, and then he can, in fact, demand repayment, and he could, so to speak, sue the husband when he comes back to get reimbursed because he laid out money to fulfill an obligation of the husband who needs away. In other words, according to the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim, there's no difference between putting money in someone's bank account and giving them a profit or paying back a person's debt to prevent them from a loss. It's one and the same thing. Amrib Dosa ben Harkinas Kidvrehem. Rabbi Dosa ben Harkinas, who similarly appeared in the previous Mishnah, he ruled like them, meaning like the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. Amrab ben Yochanan ben Zakkai, however, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabban, indicating again he's the Nasi, he says, Yafa Amar Hanan. No, he says, Hanan said rightly that Hiniach Ma'osav al Keren Hatzvi, he might as well, the neighbor who gave the money, might as well have put his money, like, meaning like on the horn of a gazelle. Meaning like hanging his, like if you imagine hanging your bag on the horn of a gazelle. Gazelle are very skittish. From a great distance they freak out and run away, so they're quick to run away. As the Mishnah says, Ratz Katzvi, a person should run from bad things like a tzvi, like a gazelle. And the point here is that obviously if you hang your stuff on the horn of a gazelle, you can expect to never get it back. It runs away. So too says Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, that if you lay out money to give your wife, your friend's wife's, you know, stuff to eat, you can't, it's gone. Good is gone. That's an unusual expression. It appears only once in the Mishnah, over here, and basically in the elsewhere in Shas, in the Gemaras, it's basically usually reference to this Gemara over here, this Mishnah over here, I should say. So the halacha is going to be like Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, who ruled like Hanan, which means that there's a difference between menias hefsed, preventing loss, and giving someone actual gain, and therefore this fellow can never sue to get his money back because he laid it out and no one asked him to lay it out. Worth noting that if this guy wants to get reimbursed, What he could have done, and I'll call it what he quote unquote should do, is when he gives it to the woman, the money or the food, he should give it to her not as a gift and then expect to get reimbursed by her husband, rather give it to her as a loan. If he says, I'm lending you the money to buy the food, for example, so then she is now mischayevet herself. She now obligates herself to repay because she took a loan. And the husband, when he comes back, will be obliged to, she'll turn to him and say, listen, I owe $50 from the food I got, and you had to provide the food, so now you have to reimburse. And indeed, the halacha is that the husband would have to provide her with the money to repay her debts. So if the neighbor, the benefactor, gives it as a gift, he'll never get it back, la halacha. But if he gives it, necessarily give it back, but if he gives it as a loan to her, he ultimately would be able to get it back because he could demand it of her, and she'll have to get the money via her husband to pay him back.